The exercises for this lesson are pretty straightforward if you followed the example programs. The first exercise asks you to write a program that prompts the user to enter in a string path directory to a text file. Then your program must open this text file and count how many lines the text file contains, and before terminating the program, should output to the console window how many lines the file contains. See the textbook for an example output and a hint on the implementation. The second exercise asks you to rewrite the example programs of this chapter. For example, where we use text files, it asks you to rewrite the program using binary files, and where the lesson used binary files, it asks you to rewrite the program using text files. The main goal is for you to at least go through simple file input and output at least once in this course. Lecture 8 Summary. Use file I/O to save data files from your programs to the hard drive, and to load previously saved data files from the hard drive into your programs. We use primarily two standard library classes for file I/O. One, OvStream. An instance of this class contains methods that are used to write data to a file. And two, IfStream. An instance of this class contains methods that are used to read data from a file. To use these objects, you must include FStream. A stream is essentially the flow of data from a source to a destination. It is used analogously to a water stream. Water flowing down a stream is like data flowing down a stream. In the context of Cout, the stream flows data from our program to the console window for display. In the context of Cin, the stream flows data from the keyboard into our program. Similarly, an OvStream object flows data from our program to a file, thereby writing data to the file, and an IfStream object flows data from a file into our program, thereby reading data from the file. There are two different kinds of files we work with, text files and binary files. Text files are convenient because they are human-readable, thereby making the files easier to edit manually and making file I/O bugs easier to fix. Binary files are convenient because they tend to consume less memory than equivalent text files, and they are streamed more efficiently since binary data is not converted to a text format. Rather, the raw bytes of the data are directly saved. When constructing a binary file, remember to specify the IO space binary flag to the second parameter of the constructor or to the open method. When writing and reading to and from text files, you use the insertion and extraction operators, just as you would with cout and cin, respectively. When writing and reading to and from binary files, you use the ofstreamwrite and ifstreamread methods, respectively.